Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome to the show, everyone. It is Friday, December 4th. I hope you are doing well. The first Friday of December, that's when we get to see some of these unemployment numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And the mainstream media will paint a picture on how rosy it is right now. We're going to give you the real deal, the real scoop on what this economy is looking like on the show today. We're also going to talk about the stimulus. Huge news on the stimulus front today, as probably the biggest news we've seen on the stimulus front since March. Bipartisan $908 billion package is moving forward. We'll tell you what is in, what is out, and how this is all shaping up this morning. We're also going to talk about a Georgia Republican in that big runoff race down in Georgia that on January 5th, a Georgia Republican, David Perdue, is in some hot water, some pretty big hot water, some pretty wide hot water. I don't know. Either way, it's
some pretty hot water.
He's in trouble. Some pretty hot water. So we've got that story for you this morning. We're also going to be covering a big UFO story. As you know, I want to do. I've got a whole other YouTube channel called The Paranormal Post, if you want to subscribe to that. But we're covering a big UFO story here on the show today because this photo, we'll show you in a few moments, was taken from an F-18 cockpit from a Navy fighter jet. And this has been leaked, and these are some of the triangular UFOs that have been reported by the Navy. And this is a clear-as-day photograph taken by one of the pilots in the craft with his own phone. So we'll show you that photograph a little bit later in the show and the story surrounding it. Some great reporting on that. David, you heard his voice. He's in the control booth, man, in the show. Grover is sitting on Natalie's lap today by the fire because it is howling and cold outside. And so I made a fire. And anytime I make a fire, my wife sits by the fire. And then Grover wants to sit there as well.
So that sound that we're hearing going, woo, is that the wind?
Do you guys hear that? Yeah, that's the wind. Like people's lawn furniture is like flying all over the place. Like it is windy. It is rainy. It is cold. I tried to take him out a little while ago for a little walk. I walked outside with Grover and he's like, no, I'm not going out here. No way. He's a wimp. He's a total wimp. We're going to get to the news here in a moment. But first, I want to tell you about today's sponsor. I'm really excited to tell you about our friends at Atomic Social. They are an industry-leading marketing firm that specializes in website design and search engine optimization. Look, if you have an idea, so many of you have written to me in the comments, like, I want to build a website. I want to start a business during this pandemic. I want to do it. Did you know, by the way, the data shows that it only takes 48 hours to build a $1 million online business. 48 hours from start to finish. If you start and actually focus on it with a great team behind you, you can build a multi-million dollar online business with focus. And you need a great website team behind you to do that. And that's where Atomic Social comes in. I'm super excited to tell you about them. So what they'll do is they'll build your website for you. And they're going to do it at 50% off just for watching as a Morning Invest viewer this morning. If you dream it, they will build it. And when you go to their website, you can actually see they have all of these different websites that they've built. You can click on their previous websites, and you are going to get 50% off right now just by working with them. Thanks for their support on this show. And how you do it is very, very simple. Here's their calendar. So it's very simple. All you need to do to book a 20-minute consultation with them, you can book an appointment with them and they'll get on the phone with you and you talk through your website idea. And here's the link that you need to go to. It's morninginvest.com/atomic. morninginvest.com/atomic. And here's the calendar. Hey, you want to talk to them on Monday, December 7th? Click on it. Click the time that you want. Oh, I want to do 11 a.m. Great. 11:30. Pick whatever day. Jump on the phone with them for 20 minutes and they will talk you through your idea and you're going to get 50% off your website design. So our thanks to Atomic Social for their support of the show. Let's talk about the stimulus now. Some big news on the stimulus front overnight. The early trading markets in Asia this morning, I've been watching them overnight. They are super excited. So Wall Street, the Asian trading markets, early futures markets, all super excited about a potential U.S. stimulus coming. And the reason they're excited is because both Democrats and Republicans are now on board. According to Mitt Romney, who is one of the eight senators, he is one of the eight senators in that bipartisan group that got together to create that $908 billion proposal. He said that he's been talking with Democrats, he's been talking with Republicans, and he's getting support from a lot of people who heretofore were not interested in this price tag. So let me go through some of the details on this, and it's actually pretty exciting. And according to the Wall Street Journal, Senator Lindsey Graham says, look, the number is not the problem. Like the $908 billion, we're fine with that number. It's the policy differences. So, okay. So I love, here's how Congress works. Like, we're going to work backwards into the policy. So we've got the number now that we're fine with, $908 billion. That's fine. But we don't know what's in it. That's the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard. But at least we have a number now, because that was the big sticking point before. So Lindsey Graham and other Republicans coming forward and saying, hey, the number is fine. Wow. I mean, that's breaking news. That's huge news, actually. Considering you had the likes of Ted Cruz and others saying, we don't want to spend anything. They were at that $500 billion sticking point. So Mitt Romney says, look, we are continuing to negotiate an entire package that includes the full $908 billion. It deals with state and local liability coverage, state and local aid and liability coverage. It would extend PPP program for small businesses. He says there's transportation funding for airlines, for bus companies, for transit systems. So I think I've been hearing and reading this over the past few days, but overnight, everyone is now calling this a bridge. That's really what this is, a bridge. Biden said yesterday that he wants the $908 billion plan, so the president-elect is also on board. Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, also on board. Had a phone call yesterday, they did, Pelosi and Mitch McConnell. They agreed that they want to get this done before Christmas. It's like a Christmas miracle. So $908 billion is what this is shaping up to be. However, we don't know all of the pieces of this. But if we dive a little bit more deeply now into some of the reporting on this, that there are some sticking points, of course. Stimulus checks is still going to be a sticking point. Some of the legal protections for businesses is still a sticking point. And state and local money. But at least that's in there. So this has already been allocated as part of this $900 billion. Okay, state and local is going to get a good chunk of money, about $140 billion if it shakes out that way. It's a lot of money for state and local governments. It's not enough. Again, calling it a bridge is what they're doing. Legal protections for businesses. Democrats didn't want this. It would handicap people's ability to sue a company that basically craps the bed and doesn't take care of its employees, right? Workers get shafted once again. So Democrats once, if you were wondering, like, are Democrats truly progressive? Is Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, are they truly progressive? They're going to stand for workers and workers' rights. No. They're going to bow to this pressure and say, well, we'll have liability protections for these businesses that don't exercise proper PPE precautions. Okay. If there's one thing you could stand up for, it would be the workers, but they get screwed once again in this. So these people that go to work, get sick, no fault of their own, it's because the business didn't take care of them. Now they can't sue that business for getting coronavirus and possibly even dying. We're already seeing insurance companies walking back their claims. They're saying, well, how do we know you got sick while working an 18-hour shift at the prison? You didn't go anywhere else, but how do we know? We don't know that that's the case. Did you stop at a Zippy Mart on the way home from the prison? I know you were there for 18 hours. It's possible you got it at the Zippy Mart, so we're not going to pay your insurance claim. Is there such thing as a Zippy Mart? Maybe in Simpsons world or something, I don't know. If there is a Zippy Mart, then I apologize. Probably don't spread COVID, but I just made that up. So right now, the number is not the problem. That's encouraging. So finally, we're stopping talking about the 2 trillion versus the 500 billion. Now it's around $908 billion, close to a trillion. Okay, done. Now let's figure out what's in this. Right now, so this is very important too, is like, what is President Trump going to do with this? There had been reports that, well, he might not support it if this, but it sounds like, according to Lindsey Graham, the president would support this. Now, why do we care what Lindsey Graham thinks? Well, he's very close with the president. I just finished reading Bob Woodward's book, Rage, which is eye-opening in all the wrong ways. But Lindsey Graham made friends with President Trump and became an ally of President Trump. And what we learned in that book is, like, you know, President Trump doesn't allow people to criticize him if he doesn't have respect for them. And he has respect for Lindsey Graham. And throughout the book, he's talking to the president, saying, you've got to get a handle on this COVID thing. It's going to ruin your presidency, et cetera, et cetera. So Lindsey Graham has the ear of the president. And he said that President Trump, he said he spoke to him about this package, $908 billion. He said the president's of the mind, the mindset that a bill would be good for the country, and he would like to see this happen, but it's got to have the right policies in it. So now we just got to come up with the very nuanced details. President-elect Biden also says, I think we're getting very close. He says, I want it to happen, and I believe we are getting very close to a deal. But again, they've couched this idea that this is just a bridge. A bridge to what? Well, a bridge to a larger package. A bridge to a bigger package under a Biden presidency. And we know that that's what's happening, because Team Biden is already lining up a massive stimulus package. So I want to get excited about this, and I am, because there's a lot of things in here, rental assistance and other things, hopefully, that will happen, but there's not enough. And so I know I'm trying to couch my optimism a little bit, this idea that, hey, by the end of January, we'd likely see a much larger package. And we will. Among the things that Biden is already planning on when he takes office at the end of January is student loan forgiveness, $600 in unemployment benefits for the entire year of 2021. Did you hear me? $600 a week in unemployment benefits through the entire year of 2021. Once Biden is sworn in. Stimulus checks. And there is word that there could be regular stimulus checks. These are some of the proposals being floated around right now.
Well, and one question is, maybe they have
Bernie Sanders is getting his ear.
And that would be a good thing. But like, you have all these people that have, you know, not been able to pay rent. They had the rent moratorium. What is it's going to have to be substantial, because there's going to be a lot of people that still have to pay to catch up on that rent, correct? So is there, when they're saying rent relief, are they talking like not owing that back rent? Or because, like they're saying, and this is a bridge, it's going to have to be a bridge to something big for people to even catch up on the rent they've missed.
Right. Well, you know, the idea is, right, eviction, you're right about this. So the eviction moratorium is, to me, is just kicking the can down the street, right? You're still going to have to pay the rent. Just like mortgage forbearance. Like, I was not a fan of people doing a mortgage forbearance. First of all, the paperwork is exhaustive, but you're still going to have to pay that mortgage at some point. And now your interest is just like basically piling up, right? So the same thing is true with student loans. Oh, you don't have to pay it right now, but the interest is, you're going to have to pay it eventually. Now, with the rental assistance that's in this $908 billion plan, that $908 billion includes about I have to check the numbers again, and it's fluctuating. Don't think that these are set in stone. But that money, you know, whether it's $40 billion for rental assistance or $45 billion for rental assistance, would go to you to pay your rent. Almost think of it like a Section 8 voucher, where, you know, people on government assistance, they have to prove, you know, whether a certain hardship, they get a certain percentage from the government to pay for their rental assistance through a Section 8. And that's arguably how this would work, is that they would basically give you a voucher to pay back rent that you owe. And you'd have to prove how much that is based on your lease agreement, et cetera. So I'm hoping it won't be a onerous paperwork for people. You know, not everyone is as savvy with paperwork as my wife. I'm terrible with it. Like, ask me to find a file that I have. I don't know. You know, but not everyone is like meticulous with their lease agreements and how much they've paid and keeping all of those good records. And now a government agency is going to ask you to show all of that proof before they'll send you a check. So I'm hoping it's not onerous. But yeah, you're right. This rental assistance would at least pay back that back rent, which is exciting. It's not enough. We've ran the numbers on it. It's certainly not enough, but it's something. And it's, again, it's a bridge. It's a bridge to something. Chuck Schumer said on Thursday that the U.S. risks a double dip recession without a stimulus package. Yeah, that's the truth. That's not political spin. We have a video coming out tonight on a double dip recession. We're going to deep dive that. So be sure to subscribe to our channel and watch set a reminder for our premiere tonight, where we're going to deep dive a double dip recession, what that actually looks like. You're going to want to check that out. We're going to hear from Stephen Roach, who's an economist, on that. And the data does not lie. So Chuck Schumer is not spinning that. That's what we're seeing right now in this data. So there you go. Biden said yesterday he wants this $908 billion. Republicans are on board with it. Democrats are on board with it. The big sticking point right now is just ironing out some of these policies. We have a number. And McConnell and Pelosi met and said, we want to get a package together for both keeping the government open, the omnibus spending bill, as well as a stimulus package, getting it done hopefully before December 11th, before the government shutdown. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me know your thoughts on this in the comments below. But we've also got unemployment numbers to talk about today. So the unemployment numbers, you know, again, Chuck Schumer talking about this double dip recession, and he's absolutely right. There are 12 million unemployment aid. There are 12 million people who are about to lose their unemployment aid in a few weeks. Student loans are about to come due. Mortgage forbearance ending. Eviction moratoriums ending. We are facing a massive problem. But if you read the mainstream media headlines, you know, if you click through MSNBC or NBC News, all of those headlines, they're all saying the same thing. Like, oh, we've got a rosy picture suddenly in the economy. But what they're ignoring is the underlying data, the underlying unemployment data that is not reflected in those numbers. So this is what Dion Rubin wrote in Axios just today. There is a recovery happening, but it's helping some people and others not at all. I think that's the best summation I've heard of this. This recovery is helping Wall Street. It's helping upwardly mobile individuals, but it's helping other people not at all. Zero. Two big reasons, as he explains. Big business, investors, and the wealthy are thriving, doing better than ever. I mean, we've seen Bezos, we've seen all these people, billionaires, adding $70, $75 billion to their bottom lines in the past few months. But restaurant and bar employees, hotel, airline staff, service workers, they're in a dire situation right now. Dire. He's actually calling it a depression. Now, we've used that term depression at the beginning of the year. There were a number of economists saying that we are already in a depression. But it's this tale of two economies right now. It's this tale of two different worlds, the rich, the haves and the have-nots. And a depression, he says, is an apt description of what they're facing, especially folks in rural areas and middle America who are parents, some of whom have had to, you know, leave their second job, stay home with the kids who are now doing virtual learning. By the way, the virtual learning statistics came out today in certain states, and they're just troubling. Math and reading scores like plummeting. So these kids are being left behind on top of their parents having to leave their job in order to help them facilitate what sort of virtual learning experience, which is nowhere nearly as good as being able to have contact with a teacher and work through certain issues one-on-one individually in a classroom. Yes, even with a mask on, you can still do that. 700,000 Americans have been filing unemployment insurance claims every week for 37 weeks. How can the mainstream media like look at these numbers and say, hey, this is good news. This is great. Here's actually an honest report from the street. This is a Wall Street, you know, paper. The unemployment rate dramatically overstates the strength of the economy. Mishra wrote this. I like his writing. And what he had to say on this is interesting. He said basically that the government reported Thursday applications for U.S. state unemployment. He said that those jobs numbers really report on Friday is like expected to show a further slowdown in payroll gains. And he says, because the way that the Bureau of Labor Statistics, which we'll see today, their numbers, carefully constructs its questions, those people that are not considered unemployed, even if they still want a job. The unemployment rate was distorted, he says, before COVID. Now it's even worse, he says. He says pre-COVID, the labor force was about 164 million. Despite the recovery, the labor force is only up to 160 million. That's a decline of 3.6 million people. He said, realistically, though, the unemployment is understated by at least that amount. So even more, just double that, triple that amount. These numbers are way off. And so, again, mainstream media gets excited about these numbers that came out yesterday. And they're a fallacy because they don't reflect how many people have lost their jobs permanently. Permanently gone. And the reason that this is important is because these unemployment rates, the reason they've been dropping is because they never really counted all of those contract workers. You know, the gig workers, those people that don't get health care, but they work on a contract basis, the gig economy. They never accurately reported those numbers. And so many of those people have lost work. It's data collection abilities, number 2 point. Have been severely crimped by the pandemic. So they're not getting any accurate data to begin with. And number 3, lots of people are falling out of the labor force, not working and not looking altogether. Those numbers then are not, those facts are not compiled in these Bureau of Labor Statistics numbers. So what's next? 13.4 million people are on pandemic unemployment programs that expire in just about 2-3 weeks. If we don't get something done. Fortunately, as part of this program, this $908 billion stimulus, we would at least see $300 per week in unemployment benefits. At least that was the initial discussion. We'll see if it goes higher. Hopefully it doesn't go lower, but that's where it is now from the bipartisan group that rolled those numbers out just a short time ago. So government statistics understate a lot of huge red flags. So if you're sitting around the old coffee table with your parents or loved ones and they're saying, hey, but I saw on that Lester Holt nightly news, unemployment's not so bad anymore. It's getting better. Or they've been talking to their Republican loony uncle, right? Everything's great. You can tell them, no, here's why. You can't believe those statistics. You can't believe the mainstream media when they spin these things to you because they're too lazy to actually dive into it. Also, their corporate overlords, the Wall Street that runs all of the mainstream media, doesn't want you to think that it's bad. So they want to continue to spin a narrative that things are fine. Because that's how they continue to make money. Keep putting your money into Wall Street, and these billionaires will keep funding the mainstream media and keep spreading lies. That's how it works. Let me know your thoughts on that. I would love to hear your comments below on that. Yes, indeed, I would. That's why I've been telling you, you know, you need to be careful and get your money out of this market right now. Like if you've got your money in U.S. dollars, please, you can just see the price of gold going up. You can see the price of Bitcoin going up. There are some predictions. One of my crypto experts that I follow talking that Bitcoin is expected to hit over $100,000. And he doesn't think it's going to happen in 5 years. He thinks it's going to happen shortly. $100,000 for Bitcoin. Gold going up again because it's a historically proven asset. for 4,000 years. Gold and silver, precious metals, and real estate, by the way. So Bitcoin is new to the mix, you know, cryptocurrency. But these precious metals that have been trading for thousands of years and have survived empires rising and falling, those numbers are going up again this morning for precious metals as a safe haven against this overinflated, highly speculative stock market and the U.S. dollar, which continues to plummet. So that's why I'm proud to tell you about our friends. People ask me all the time, like, where do you buy gold? You need to check out Birch Gold. Get a free information kit on gold right now. It's totally free. See if it's a fit for you. And right now, through the end of the year, if you buy gold through them, they're giving you free silver, by the way, which is pretty awesome. Just go to morninginvest.com/gold and get their free info on their gold kit. To be clear, their minimum purchase of gold, I believe, is $5,000, or any purchase of precious metals is $5,000. So be clear on that. And then they will give you free silver with that minimum purchase. They'll also do $10,000 as a minimum if you do it in your IRA. So you can actually use your self-directed IRA. If you've got one of those, you can set that up and actually buy gold inside of your self-directed IRA. That's why I love using a self-directed IRA. So check that out if you are interested. Thanks to their great team. Love those guys at Birch Gold. Check them out. Morninginvest.com/gold. Let's go down to Georgia. Hey, we've got a Senate race down there. We've got two Senate races in Georgia for this runoff election, January 5th. And it is becoming a disaster. I'm sorry. How many of you watching right now are in Georgia? I feel for you. I'm sorry. You're probably being flooded with ads nonstop. Robocalls, I'm sure, are just ringing your phone off the hook right now. But somebody down there in this runoff election is in trouble. Is in some hot water. We knew this was brewing, and thanks to journalism for uncovering this. By the way, thanks to independent journalism like this show for uncovering this stuff. David Perdue, a Republican, was asked about some interesting stock trades that he had made back as the pandemic was unfolding, back in February. Senator David Perdue and The Intercept at the time, where Glenn Greenwald used to work, but Ryan Grimm is an excellent reporter, he was doing the story. And back in February, as this whole thing was unfolding, he was basically investigated by the journalists, wondering, why in the world did you suddenly sell all of these stocks, these suspicious trades, right in the run-up to the pandemic? There was a number of senators that did it, not just Republicans, but Democrats too. You know, they had their transactions interrogated because it looked like all of a sudden they were selling off huge chunks of their portfolio while publicly claiming that everything was going to be fine with the coronavirus pandemic. But turns out they were actually getting private briefings. He was getting private briefings that were telling him how god-awful the whole thing was. So Congress was being told, oh my God, this virus is out of control. And so they're going, you know, they're calling up their stockbroker. We got to sell some stuff because I don't know what's going to happen in the stock market. Now, the line we had heard from David Perdue at the time, as was quoted by The Intercept, since coming to the U.S. Senate, Senator Perdue has, this is from a spokesperson, has always had an outside advisor managing his personal finances. And he was not involved in the day-to-day decisions. Purdue spokesperson Casey Black told The Intercept in March in response to questions about his trading stocks in the run-up to the pandemic-fueled market crash. Asked specifically about the Cardalytics transactions, Black reiterated, yes, that outside independent financial advisors manage Purdue's retirement savings. So Cardalytics, is a company, think how crappy this is, by the way. This company analyzes not just data online of you. It analyzes like your intent. It's even pulling in random things like if you're having discussions with your wife and you're kind of thinking about buying something, but you don't actually pull the trigger. Like they have access to that kind of data. Like, are they using like some microphone somewhere? But that's the kind of stuff that they, and he's on their board. So he's on their board. He had all these stock options with them. Well, what happened is he ended up getting some email from one of the executives at Cardalytics sent to him, telling him that things are changing. Things are changing. Then inadvertently, then the guy that sent the email said basically, oh, no, it wasn't meant for you. That email wasn't meant for you. So he told publicly that he didn't have anything to do with stock trades. Well, right after he receives that email, we now know, according to reports, that he according to Goldman Sachs reports, their logs from him calling Goldman Sachs, he himself called Goldman Sachs, told them to trade. We kept hearing that, oh, this was an outside independent advisor making all of these trades. His lawyer said that to the New York Times. Goldman Sachs, though, actually logged the call from David Perdue. And the log requests that he sell more than 20% of his Cardalytics stocks. To be clear, this is an outright lie. An outright fabrication by him and his spokesperson and what they told the New York Times and others. The senator executed 2,500 plus trades in one term. He sold bonds, stocks, funds. And you might ask yourself, like, why in the world do we have like active traders in the Senate? Like, shouldn't that be like a conflict of interest? So these companies are literally funneling money to these guys. Here's another story on David Perdue. Just to see, this is not the only thing that he's done. According to the Daily Beast, they caught him in another suspicious trade where just before he was named to the subcommittee in appropriations subcommittee overseeing Navy procurement. This is stuff where like the Navy, they're going to be buying large, you know, defense contractor airplanes and other things and weapons and things from Northrop Grumman and Raytheon and other corporations. They're going to make a ton of money, right, on these guys. And this is exactly the kind of stuff I can't stand. These guys that are bought and sold by these defense contractors. This is exactly how it plays out. So right before he was named to this subcommittee, what did he do? He bought a whole bunch of stock in a company that basically makes nuclear components for the Navy. And then a week later, he proposes that the federal government start investing heavily in those products. So did he have inside information? Yeah, he was about to join the subcommittee that was about to allow them to procure these new weapons. And he invested in them and told the Navy to start buying them. You know, this is the part, of course, we don't have like the laws in place to figure out like, well, if you're creating this opportunity, is it bad then that you're taking advantage of it after? So there's a lot of like legal murkiness here. But the fact of the matter is, here's a guy right now running for re-election who lied to you. He lied to you about what he did. He had insider information that he was sent from a board that he used to serve about the company going through massive changes. He sells 20% of the stock as the market collapses, lies about it, says that he had nothing to do with it. Now we know he lied. Goldman Sachs has him on record calling, wanting to unload this amount of money. Then, when the stock plummets down to $30 a share, he buys it back. Now it's sitting at over $104 a share. So he made millions off of this, folks. U.S. Senator, running for re-election in Georgia, David Perdue. Let me know your thoughts on that. But it gets worse in Georgia, by the way. Because for Republicans, it's getting really bad. Trump's top lawyer yesterday went out in front of a crowd of people. And it looked like, I actually thought when I first saw this guy, I thought it was like Trump Jr. or something. I thought it was a character, like a person doing an impersonation of Trump, you know, putting on like a yellow wig with a MAGA hat, doing like an impression, like a stand-up comedian. But no, this is Trump's top lawyer in Georgia, standing there with Sidney Powell, by the way, why is she even still there standing next to Giuliani? Sidney Powell, I thought, was like not part of Trump's legal team, but she's there wearing her brooches and her double sweaters. So Trump's lawyer yesterday gets up in front of a huge Trump rally to tell them to boycott the runoff election, that we cannot trust our election in Georgia because it was rigged, despite no evidence. Never mind facts and the evidence. Widespread voter fraud. By the way, William Barr, the Attorney General of the United States, said the same. The Republican secretaries of state, the Republican governor of Georgia. So this is partisan? So here's Trump's lawyer, who looks like Trump impersonator, yesterday encouraging the crowd to boycott the election in Georgia.
We are not going to allow ourselves to go back into the polling booth. And you hear us out, Governor Kemp. You hear me while in your closet. And you hear us. You hear the people, Brad Raffensperger.
I love that somebody, by the way, brought a selfie stick just to get it on their own iPhone camera. Like, look at that guy in the front. Like he's going to some sort of concert or something, like a Fleetwood Mac concert. I got to get this guy on camera. Go home and show the kids. I get Sidney Powell on camera with her brooch. She's got five brooches on?
And I want Lieutenant Governor Jeffrey Duncan to hear too. And the guy that's making a ton of money, Gabriel Sterling, you listen up, Gabriel. You're not going to sell our votes to China. We're not going to vote on your damn machines made in China. We're going to vote on machines made in the U.S.
Good luck with that. Just like that MAGA hat, which is made in China, by the way. I love the hypocrisy. Half the stuff on Trump's website is made in China. Okay.
I'll tell you what. I believe that a great man one time called upon the black American take action. We're not violence. But Martin Luther King Jr. believed in nonviolent civil disobedience. I want you to go to the governor's mansion. I want you to circle it. I want you to blow your horns until Brian Kemp comes out and orders a special session of the Georgia legislature. Get us our legislature and tell everybody we want our legislator and we want him to fix the mess that he created. And then he can resign. And then, as far as I'm concerned, lock him up. There's a few others need to go with him.
Is that guy a televangelist?
Sounds like it. And I want you to raise your hands up. It's like Benny Hinn. Come on up here. Who wants to get healed right now? I'll touch you. I'll let you touch Sidney Powell's brooches. They'll heal you. He started speaking in tongues a short time later. My God. So we're going to boycott this election. And by the way, Martin Luther King Jr. condemned violence, nonviolent protest. But you know what I want you to do? I want you to go surround the governor's house and honk their horns and, I'm not going to say do anything else to it, but I just want you to surround his house. So the Republican Party just shot itself in the foot, thanks to the Trump team. Republican team down there is going, what are you doing? You're telling people to boycott the runoff election? You're basically taking away power now from Republicans, which I'm happy about. I don't care, you know, about Democrats being in power. I want Mitch McConnell out of power. That's for damn sure. And that's exactly what this would mean, having Mitch McConnell have to go back to Kentucky with his turtle tail between his legs, between his shell. There you go, in Georgia. Let me know your thoughts on that in the comments below. We got a UFO story for you. So I'm super excited about this story. So as you know, over the summer, U.S. Navy, Pentagon came out and confirmed that the videos recorded by U.S. Navy aircraft of those unidentified aerial objects, those unidentified aerial phenomenon, the UFOs, was real. And they also confirmed that they have material, crash material, from off-world vehicles. Their words, off-world vehicles, actual recovered UFO material from other worlds. This is no shock to anybody like me who's been covering this for many years. I've interviewed countless members of the military, high-ranking members of the U.S. government who've confirmed this. I interviewed Air Force One pilot flying the president who witnessed UFO off the craft of Air Force One. Said that pilots don't often talk about it because they've been ridiculed in the past. I think that time has now shifted because you have highly decorated members of the military, members of the U.S. Navy, Marines, and others who've witnessed it and come forward. Well, now we have photographic evidence that was leaked. The debrief, which is a great, Tim McMillan over there has been doing some great reporting on this, has learned the leak of an unclassified photo said to have been widely distributed in the intelligence community, which shows what the DOD has characterized as unidentified aerial phenomenon. This is the famous triangular UFO-shaped, triangular UFO incident caught on camera by an F-18 fighter jet. So look at the cockpit here of this F-18. And what does this pilot do while he's in the cockpit? He grabs his phone and takes a photo of this.
Is anyone as shocked as I am that those guys are allowed to have their phones in their jets?
I know. I was like, wow, you want to make a phone call while you're up
there? I'm rocking the new 12 Pro Max with the 56 millimeter zoom.
Right. So look at this. This is the unzoomed picture, but I'm going to actually try to zoom in on this. And I have a couple of other photos here I want to show you. So let's zoom in. I'll pan down a little bit here and do what I can to zoom in on this. So that is the, according to officials, the photo appears to be the same as the one referenced in previous reporting as the unidentified silver cubed-shaped object encountered by military pilots as it hovered motionless over the ocean. It was just hovering there. Of course, before it shoots off at speeds that we have never recorded on record before. Like, it would rip the human body apart to accelerate that fast with our current propulsion systems. I think, what is it, anything over like 5 Gs or something? I don't know. I talked to a Marine pilot recently about that. And he said, yeah, the body would be disintegrated if it accelerates beyond, I forget what G level it is. 5? Does that sound about right? I don't know. And that's why in the space shuttle, they have to be faced this way and laying back when they take off. Because if they're turned to the side, it like would shred them, basically. And they have to have the G-forces hitting as much surface area as possible on the body. The photo is consistent with claims that the image was captured by a pilot using their personal cell phone. Officials that the debrief spoke to said the image was captured in 2018 off the east coast of the United States. Here's a closer picture of it. Now, some are saying, well, that could just be a weather balloon, which is like the old thing, right? Swamp gas or weather balloons. I love that. And so people are saying, well, that could just be a weather balloon, one of those triangular-shaped weather balloons, but none of them are that large. It was a massive object. This is a typical weather balloon with a GPS on the bottom. So what's obviously missing from this one is there's no big GPS piece on it, and it's just hovering there. See the difference? That's a weather balloon. Tiny little weather balloon with a GPS piece on it. Here's what was caught on camera by that F-18 pilot. So, this has been confirmed. The Navy's previously unreported 2019 triangular UFO incident is what this is. It was unreported, but it was circulating in the halls of the Pentagon, and UFO researchers had heard from different pilots and different DOD sources that this happened, that it was encountered by military pilots as it hovered motionless over the ocean, and it was captured by backseat weapons systems operator. So this is a back, like the guy in this photo is a backseat weapons operator. This pilot in this F-18 capturing this thing on camera. Pretty cool. By the way, if you like paranormal news, I've got an entire YouTube channel. We're going to be really ramping up our content over there. We're doing our weekly wrap-ups. So if you go to youtube.com/paranormalpost, I cover UFOs, strange phenomena, other things like that. By the way, I'm doing an interview this afternoon. It's like a bombshell interview. I've done a couple of interviews in this series, and I'm not ready to release it just yet, on a space shuttle story, a space shuttle incident from multiple eyewitnesses. It's absolutely crazy, bonkers stuff. And the evidence that I was sent is remarkable. It had been removed from a separate hard drive. And so I've had to do like multiple backups of this to make sure that I still have it. I've already sent it to my team. So like they have it now. So we're going to include that in our reporting. I'm really excited about that. So if you want to check out my other YouTube channel, it's just youtube.com/paranormalpost, where we cover some of this story, and we'll have more news on this. Also, we'll have more news on what President Obama had to say the other day about UFOs, or what he didn't say. And you have to wonder, like, if Trump leaves office, he's got all of this intelligence information. And he knows stuff. He's already talked about what he knows.
Well, it won't be considered intelligence anymore once he starts talking about it.
That's true. But he will. I mean, he could burn the place down, though. You know, that's the thing. Like, who knows when he walks out of there? He said he's really serious, though, about running in 2024. And that's about to start. That Trump will run in 2024. Are you guys ready for that? Trump running for office in 2024 after walks away? I don't know.
Make America great yet again. Let's try one more. Let's try to make America great one more time. Will that be a slogan?
Yeah, make America great. Make America great again. Make America great again. Let's see it.
Mr. Shark is saying in the comments, most of us can withstand up to 4 to 6 G's. Fighter pilots can manage up to about 9 G's for a second or two, but sustained G-forces of even 6 G's would be fatal. Astronauts endure about 3 G's on liftoff.
Wow. Thank you for that. So yeah, when these things are hovering there in midair and then skyrocket off, it would rip a human body apart. Given the propulsion systems that we have and what we're hearing from these Pentagon reports over the summer, and the reporting from the New York Times that interviewed these Department of Defense workers, Senator Harry Reid and others who were on this UFO task force, saying that these propulsion systems in many ways are using zero point energy. So they're not giving off any signature. You're not seeing contrails or what we think of as like propulsion, that they're using some sort of a fixed, like a mixed anti-gravity to move. You know, almost in the same way when you have like two magnets, you know, and you kind of rub them against each other and they're at odds, using that type of field that protects what's ever inside of these craft. So the fact that we're getting closer and closer to this disclosure is pretty exciting for me. The fact that you have now members of the military confirming that we have recovered material from other worlds from a crash. What more do you need? I mean, by the way, you only need one of these, right? So in the thousands of sightings that we have of these things on a regular basis, all it takes is one, right? One to be true. If 999 of them are hoaxes or whatever, all it takes is one. And there's so much overwhelming evidence at this point that it's not even a matter of like, do these exist? It's like, okay, well, what do they want? What is our government's interaction with them now? And what are we able to learn, reverse engineer, etc.?
You want some questions now?
Yeah, let's fire up some questions in the chat.
Okay, so one, that came in early is, what breed is Grover? My friend just adopted a dog and he looks similar and is trying to figure out what breed he is.
I don't know where Grover went, but he is a mini pincher. He's a 100% purebred mini pincher.
AKA Min Pin, if you don't have time.
Min Pin. Yeah. By the way, if you're interested in this, I built a whole website. I'm still working on it. It's a little side project. If you want to check it out, it's mypincher.com. Let me show you the website. And I've just sort of been cataloging like everything I've been learning about it and what it's like to have. Let's see if I can pull it up here. Let me pull it up. So like, you know, feeding tips and all that sort of stuff, but they're considered like the king of the, toy dogs. Like he's the like sort of largest of that size. And when we were going to get a dog, I was like, I don't want a tiny little dog, you know, why not just get a cat, you know? And, so here it is. So here's the website. You guys go over and check it out. See if we can crash this website right now. My developer loves when I say that. He gets super mad at me, but check it out. It's mypincher.com. And I have a whole bunch of articles I've been writing over there, like, how to feed them and how can they live outside and best collars and harnesses and things I've been working on. So yeah.
Geez, man, are you ever not working on something, on a project?
No.
No wonder you don't watch The Mandalorian until like Monday or Tuesday.
I know. That's true. Like, you know, I see my son like playing video games and I'm like, you know, I would love to sit down and play some video games. I would love to just sit down and chill out and play some video games. But
hey, you know what?
I buy them.
We've been talking about streaming over on Twitch. Everybody, and you could actually do the show, and then in the evenings you could stream with your kids. There's a guy, you know, Pat Flynn, by any chance?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so he does Twitch, and he goes over there and games with his kids in the evenings on Twitch.
Really?
Yeah. So you could do your morning invest show in the morning on Twitch, and then in the afternoon you could get with the kids and game. And
oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. My son's been loving playing Gang Beasts on PlayStation 4. Gang Beasts. He's having a lot of fun with. And then, of course, Among Us. He's been playing like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And my little girl, too. She's been crazy with that. And they have all the little sayings now, too. They're like, no, that guy is sus. And my wife goes, what does sus mean? She's suspect. Like, oh, he's suspect or he's suspicious. I'm like, she's 8. Oh, he's sus. I'm like, oh, my God. When did our kids become like cooler than us? I guess it happened a long time ago for me. I love working though. Like for me, this is fun. Like I love doing the show. I love being able to bring these stories to you. And, you know, we love doing the newsletter, Natalie and I, every morning. And I think it's important and valuable and I love all of it. So it's not work to me. I love it.
And I'm the same. The thing about loving what you do, you know, like, I get to stream and create content all day, every day. And so, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I can see like, you know, I'll be texting David throughout the day. Like, hey, what about this camera for this thing? What about this overlay graphic for this? And it's like, oh, you got to try this one instead. This graphic is better. This hard drive is better. So it's like, you know, this kind of stuff we eat and breathe, you know.
Yep. We both got our iPhones on the same day. And
yeah.
Yeah. So Darren Watson, so it seems the rich are going to help, get help from the governor, government, but the rest of us get to eat more cake. Welcome to the post-election burn.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems that way. But again, I'm hopeful that this little bridge that we're talking about with the stimulus plan that I talked about at the beginning of today's episode, by the way, if you joined us late, please just rewatch the episode today. You can go back and watch the replay, start it over. Where we deep dive all of the stimulus news. So if you're joining us late today and you didn't catch on at the beginning, we did a whole stimulus deep dive at the very beginning of today's show. So go back and check that out. But Darren's right, you know, like right now, okay, no stimulus checks are in this bridge plan, smaller unemployment benefits, but we've got PPE, we've got businesses taken care of once again. It's the way it goes. But there is no, you know, good news in here for buses and public transportation for people that rely on that. So I'm encouraged about that. I would, you know, but again, under Biden, hopefully we're going to see a much larger stimulus plan towards the end of January. That seems to be shaping up. And again, I think all eyes on Georgia. What happens in Georgia is incredibly important. So when you've got this Trump lawyer down there telling people to boycott the election, telling Republicans not to show up, I mean, this is a big deal, folks. When you have this guy, Trump's lawyer in Georgia, saying we do not want you to go to the polls on January 5th, you got to think the Republican Party is like, what, Trump? What are you doing? What is your team doing? What is your doppelganger, Trump with blonde hair, MAGA hat, doing?
We are not going to allow ourselves to go back into the polling booth. And you hear us out, Governor Kemp.
We're not going back into that polling booth on January 5th.
Okay, keep that on him real quick. Keep it on that guy.
Oh.
And I'll play a clip of... Pause it. Now look, I'm going to play this clip and tell me that if this guy talk like this, it doesn't look just like him.
Ready? You have the cameras rolling? I don't wear a toupee.
Why in your closet?
It is. It's the same guy. It's like Trump hires, like, he's like, hey, I need somebody that looks like me.
You know what?
He's wearing a red tie, too.
Maybe that actually is Trump. We just never knew that's how he really talks.
Shaved about 10 years. He's not wearing the orange makeup, though.
Yeah. He's like, all I got to do is take off the orange makeup. Nobody's going to know it's me. Trust me.
Corey Jernigan says, is this guy related to Marty Huggins? Could be. Thank you, James Justice. Your passion for being able to bring us these stories shows your professionalism. Thank you so much. Well, you know, the joy for me is, look, I spent 20 years in the mainstream media. And I got to see how the machine worked. I worked for NBC. I worked for CBS News. My first job covering the governor, as I was a political reporter in Montana. I covered the governor of Montana in the capital, Helena, Montana. Then NBC. Worked for the network as a news anchor. Then I worked for Fox, the latter part of my career. So I got to see how it works. I mean, but all of these big companies are owned by billionaires. And they all have their, you know, they all have their particular narratives that they structure. And, you know, they're not going to cover the stories that are most important to you. They're not. It's just the bottom line. So I love being able to cover these stories.
So Running Ragged Ranch. Thank you so much. Is asking, Clayton, is the 600 on top of the measly little unemployment we get?
No. Well, you're talking about the Biden plan. So to be clear, President-elect Biden is already lining up his big stimulus package for the end of January. So what we're talking about earlier in the show, this $908 billion thing, that's just a bridge. That's just a bipartisan group of senators that came together hoping to get something done before Christmas. That would be, right now, that's about $300 per week for unemployment benefits.
Can you go full screen?
Biden's talking about... Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
You really want to see this mug any closer?
More so than that Trump mug.
Or is this bad? Hi, I'm up here. It's a little tiny one. That Biden plan, which he would put in place at the end of January, would be through the end of the year, 2021, would be $600 a week. I think what the senators are talking about right now would be $300. We don't know how long it would go. I can't imagine that we'd be layered on top. $300 plus another $600, $900 a week? No. I think one of them, it would run out, or it would be, you know, it would take over for that. So I don't think it would be in addition to. But I don't know. We don't know the full details of it, so I don't want to speak out of school on this. Lisa Frazier wants to know, is it retroactive? Again, we don't know. As soon as we have more details on this, as soon as we get more reporting on this, I will let you know. So again, we don't know. We do know that it was $300 a week. Is it retroactive? I don't know.
And how backwards is the thinking for big businesses? Like, if people got stimulus right now, people would be able to buy gifts. Like, they're going to spend it on stuff. So these big companies should get behind this. Like, hey, we need to get these people stimulus.
Well, the big companies are behind it, to be honest with you. You've seen a number of CEOs talking about it. Now, it would be a little callous, I think, for Bezos to come out and talk about it, right? But a number of big CEOs have said they need to pass stimulus. Heck, the airlines have said, we're going to have to, lay off 32,000 people. Disney is saying that. So a lot of these big companies have said we need to have stimulus. And yes, you're right. I mean, people wanting to be able to buy some Christmas presents or, if pay their rent, keep their utility bills paid, all of that stuff. But it would go right back into the economy. That's exactly what Jay Powell has been talking about at the Federal Reserve. I mean, again, consumer spending drives this economy.
The stimulus package is great, but what about a stimulus check, which is not in the framework?
Well, yeah, you're right. I mean, I would love retroactive stimulus. I would love $2,000 a month in like a universal basic income. So right now in this bridge plan, there's no stimulus check. Biden does want that in his plan at the end of January. But right now in this like Mitch McConnell world that we're living in, there is no stimulus plan. There is no stimulus check, unfortunately. But these are, again, beginning negotiations. So we know now it's $908 billion. Now we just got to figure out what's in it. I love that they come up with the number first, and then they go back and fill it in. All right. January Man says, I'm making presents out of wood. You know, actually, my wife and I were talking about that just yesterday. That instead of us like buying all these crappy plastic toys from China that like destroy the environment because we have to have them in long haul trucking, all across the world. We have to fly in some cheap piece of crap from China. Like back, I was like, what did kids do in the 1800s? Like they made like one or two pieces of, they made a toy out of like scraps of wood at the, made like a little, toy and little cart or whatever. And they lasted forever. Maybe we should go back to that. Let's go out. How about this after the show, we all go out to the woods, find a log, and start whittling some toys for our kids instead of buying all this cheap plastic crap from China. David, what would you whittle?
What would I whittle if I could whittle? I'd probably, at this time, I think if I could whittle the child, like a baby Yoda, those would sell like hotcakes.
Oh, yeah. Good idea. We actually have... Hey, honey, are you over there? Could you grab the Yoda off the Christmas tree? Yeah, baby Yoda. Oh, I'm disturbing Grover. Grover's been a lazy dog today, just sitting on our laps all day in this cold, shivering day.
I don't blame him.
We were writing the newsletter this morning. He's just curls up on my lap, and he puts his arm like in this nook of my arm, so I can't really type. So I've been getting better at using the dictation feature on my MacBook. Where is Grover? No, Grover. I don't want Grover.
You mean on your old Intel-based MacBook?
Yeah, my old Intel-based Mac. So David got his new M1 Apple Mac. Super jealous. But last night, don't tell my wife, even though she's behind me, I started looking at... I actually went to the Apple Store and was looking at a Mac Mini, specking it out. You couldn't find it? Well, we got a Yoda, a child Yoda, baby Yoda ornament on the tree, but we can't find it. Find it, you must.
Hey, can't find it. James is planning to take equity of their home. How many rental properties can we invest if equity is between 50,000 to 70,000?
Well, James, like if you work with us, like at my company, Morris Invest, and you're interested in becoming a rental investor, that's what we do at our company. To work with us at my main real estate company, it costs about, for a down payment, because we have financing built in, it's about $35,000. And then the bank will pay for the rest. And interest rates are below, they're like if you read the newsletter this morning, you know that interest rates are like 2.79% right now. Ridiculous. So it's like free money. You're basically getting free money from the bank right now to buy an investment property. So with that amount, you could probably get like one or two. Did you say 70,000? I can't remember what you said.
Yeah, 50 to 70,000.
So you could probably get about one, definitely one, but maybe two, depending on the, we've got duplexes and single families. If you're interested in that. So that's our minimum down payment that you'd have to work with us. And then we have, we work with 60 different lenders. Plus we also have non-recourse financing built in, meaning even if your credit is a little shaky, it doesn't matter because the bank is then, they're loaning on the asset itself, not you personally. They're actually saying, hey, the property is a brand new construction property. There's a tenant already living in the property. So if any of you are interested, I don't really talk about it much here on the show, but I should, because I get a lot of you that ask about it. But here, let me put up the website. If you're interested in investing in real estate and you want to, let me put this up on the screen here, book a call with our team. You get a, you know, free 30-minute call. You can jump on the phone with our team. Here's the website. Just go to Morris Invest. See up here? That's my last name, morrisinvest.com. You can watch the video on the front so you can see like what we do. You get our freedom number cheat sheet for free. Just click on the book a call button here and a little calendar thing will pop up and you can pick your time, whatever time you like. But again, our minimum down payment is about 35,000 to buy a property with us. And it's very simple. Like I said, all the, here's some of our new construction right now, some of our new construction duplexes. And we mostly focus just on new construction. So you're not allowed to buy the property from us until it's completed and our property management team has placed a cash flowing tenant in the property. And these tenants tend to stay for such a long time because they're in great school districts. We've got higher end features like granite countertops and all sorts of things in there. So check them out if you want. You can see a whole bunch of our, click on the reviews tab too. You see all of our, these are clients that basically just bought properties over the past few months with us. If you click on the reviews tab at the top, you can see all the people that have purchased properties all across the country with us. So you can watch their videos and everything. So check them out if you're interested. Again, I don't talk about it much, but if you're interested in investing, we do all of the legwork. Our team is fantastic. So check it out, James. I hope that helps. If that, I mean, I don't know if I was answering your question specifically, but that's, if you work with us, that's basically the, how it would shake out. Someone said this guy in this video is a broke Sammy Davis.
And you hear us. You hear the people, Brad.
He does kind of look like Sammy Davis Jr. back there. So much love to all of you on this Friday. Be safe, everyone. Don't forget tonight, we've got our premiere, 9 p.m. Eastern time. So click on that video on our channel and set an RSVP reminder to watch our live premiere tonight on the Double Dip Recession. And we're going to look at, with Stephen Roach, some of these numbers right now, what this means for the broader economy. So check that out. Much love to all of you. Oh, I want to make mention one more thing real quick. Don't forget to check out today's sponsor. Once again, I'm thrilled to have them here on the show, Atomic Social. You know, I just love companies that support independent journalism, and I want companies that we believe in. So they're building websites for you at 50% off. Very, very affordable. And I couldn't believe their prices, to be honest with you. They build beautiful websites, up to 8 pages of a website. So if you've got an idea to launch a business, they'll do it for you. 50% off if you use our link, which is morninginvest.com/atomic. Book a call with them, jump on the phone with them for 20 minutes. And they will listen to your idea. They'll kind of flesh it out a little bit with you on the phone and come up with a plan. So very, very simple to book a 20-minute phone call with their team. My thanks to them. My thanks to David in the control booth. Have a great weekend, my friend. How much coffee do you have left?
Thank you. I always make half a pot every morning. And if I have the right glass, the whole half a pot goes in, or I drink out of these big mugs a cup at a time. So it just depends on the morning.
That's smart. because I'm on this water fast right now. By the way, I'm down 9 pounds since Monday.
Wow.
Nine pounds, and I've just just water and black coffee.
You've pretty much but just I've lost the baby, like.
I lost a food baby. That's what I lost. Yeah, my son. How much was Miles when he was born? 8 pounds. You're right. I lost more than my son weighed when he was born. But I feel great. I feel great. Today, like, the hunger is starting to subside, which is great. And I feel great. Sleeping great, like a champ. So I got, I have these whiskey ice blocks. Do you have any of these where you make a block of ice?
I have one that makes circles.
Drinking some scotch. Oh, okay. The round one. So
yeah,
I've made these and I've been using this in this giant thing for my iced coffee. And it has not melted at all. These things are fantastic because of the surface area. So this thing will last like the rest of the day.
Is that one of those igloos? Which
you make four of them. I don't know which one it is, but it's like four of them in like a silicone thing like this big, and you break four of them out, and I keep them in the freezer. And
well, that's good that you keep them in the freezer, as opposed to like on the counter.
Hey, but they probably last. The way these things melt. These things are amazing. I come back the next day and they're still here. They're not melted.
My circular ones are, they're not quite that big because I have scotch glasses and they're not like if I put a square in it, it probably wouldn't go in my glass.
You need a bigger glass.
I think
that's
so.
Your problem.
Yeah.
To hold more scotch. Yeah. Or some beer. Keep a beer.
Yeah, I don't do carbonation. Like I can't drink carbonation. So I don't drink soda. I don't drink the only carbonation I will have sometimes are those carbonated waters like a Topo Chico, something like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love carbonated. So we got the soda the Soda Stream, so I make carbonated water all the time. And I'm about to flip out. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Is that horse shit? Or is that real? Holy crap. Sorry. Okay. We just got our credit scores. Oh my God. So I had this $1 thing on my credit for years. So, my God. So our team we work with over, in fact, I have it here on our website. We have a funding tab on our website. On the top of our website, if you click this, we work with a team called Fund and Grow, and they get you like business credit and stuff, but they actually have like a credit repair team as well. And so I had a $1 thing on my credit that had brought my credit like way down. Like it was something I didn't even know about, like a $1 charge that I somehow never... It was a card I paid off but didn't close. Okay. Anyway, they repaired the credit, and I just got my credit score, and I about just fell out of my chair. It's 827 credit score. Holy smokes.
Nice.
That's the power of, like, getting one of those stupid things cleaned off your credit. It's amazing.
My problem was I never used credit, so like I never got credit cards or anything growing up, so I always paid cash for everything. Well, then when it came time and then I was old enough to get a car loan, I had no credit. So I had to like get one of those prepaid credit cards and build it up. And I'm just about an 800 now, but it's taken me, because I didn't want to play into the credit system. Yeah. I got screwed.
Well, it sucks. It sucks because in the United States, it's a credit-based system. It's a debt-based, credit-based system. And like I said yesterday on the show or a couple days ago on the show, like in Europe and other places, like they don't not, homie, don't play that. Like to get a credit card, you only get like a 500 euro credit card. And by the way, you have to prove that you also have 500 euro in your account to even pay it. Like that's it. They're only giving you 500 bucks, basically. And if you want a business credit card, you only get like 7,000. And you also still have to prove you have 7,000 in your business account to be able to cover any expenses from your credit. It's ridiculous. in the United States, what how much we rely on credit and credit scores, but that's the game, you know.
Yeah, everything, buying a house,
Congress,
buying a house, buying a car, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Katie wants to know, do you have to get a credit card with Fund and Grow to access the credit repair? Well, they do it for free. So if you work with Fund and Grow and they get you business credit, by the way, it's 0% interest. So like I got $190,000 in 0% interest credit with Fund and Grow. And if you use our link, if you go through our website, you'll save $500 off if you work with them. So don't use it on your own. Like use that link. You'll save $500. They will then also give you the free credit repair. And here's the beauty of working with them. They won't even charge you. Like they won't charge you unless they can get you money. So you have like nothing to lose, and they'll do the credit repair part before they ever even worry about starting to get you those credit cards or the 0% interest. So they'll go through the whole credit repair process with you and fix it first before they start giving you the business credit, just so you can get the most bang for your buck. They're really fantastic. So love those guys. I've been working with them for years. They've raised now over $100 million for our clients, $100 million of 0% interest. It's not for everybody. I don't talk about it much, but you know, but you're asking about it, so I will tell you about it. And I'm just flipping out at this credit score. It's kind of crazy. All right. Anyway, we talked long enough on this Friday. Much love to all of you. Thank you guys for joining us on the show today. Thank you for subscribing, making us a part of your day. Be kind to everyone. We will see you back here on, oh, did you say something?
Premiere. Yeah. Premiere tonight on Double Dipper Session.
Well, yeah.
So make sure you check that out.
Double Dipper Session tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern. So check out our video. We already have it up there. So please subscribe and hit that little reminder icon. We will be live tonight with that premiere as well. All right, everyone, we'll see you bright and early on Monday morning, 9 a.m. Eastern time. Unless we have some big stimulus news or other big news over the weekend, we will bring it to you. Thanks, everyone.